Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Joseph. May I please have the email address on the account you're calling in about today?
Try V I Hope. The V is in Victor, I is in Indigo. Hope, H-O-P-E, the number 2, G-A at yahoo.com.
Okay. So V-I-H-O-P-E 2, and then what was the rest of that?
G-A.
Okay. At yahoo.com, correct?
Yeah.
Thank you for that. And can I please have the first and last name on the account you're calling in about today?
Chris Francis.
Okay, thank you for that. I've located an account with the information today with propertyrecord.com. How can I help you with this today?
I'm trying to find out what this is. I'm not quite sure what it is. And it's a recurring monthly charge. So I'm trying to figure out what it is, what's provided with the service.
So I do see that you're billed a $1 deposit for $18.95 volume discount package, which buys you those 19 report credits per month to pull reports on properties, vehicles, people, and more. But if you would like, I can go ahead and cancel.
Say that again.
What? This will cancel out all future charges effective immediately.
Okay, so what does it do? I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure what it does.
Yes, ma'am. So I do see that you're billed a $1 deposit for our $18.95 volume discount package.
What does the package
do? Which buys you those 19 report credits per month to pull reports on properties, vehicles, people, and more. So those 19 report credits per month allow you to pull reports on properties, vehicles, people, and more. But if you would like, I can cancel this out, and this will cancel all future charges effective immediately for you.
Okay, but was there an email that was sent to me from you, from this service?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I'm not quite understanding your question.
Okay, Okay, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. If you're regarding to the email, we only send emails whenever there's like a creation of the account or cancellation, or you're requesting the password to be sent to you in the email. So
okay.
When you first sign up, you should have received like the email of you creating the account with the login information.
Okay. What would the email address be that it would be coming from?
Yeah, the email address on file is vihope2.
Not my address.
That's
your
email
address.
That's the email that's on file, ma'am.
Right. Your email address, not my email address. Your email address.
Okay, ma'am. I do apologize. It's on the automatic emailing list, so I don't have that address hand, but it should be at the end of it. It should say propertyrecord.com should be attached to the end of it for the email address. Mm-hmm. It should have property record in the email address.
Okay. And how far, when did I start this service?
Okay, ma'am. And this was created back in March, ma'am, of 2021. If you would like, I can go ahead and cancel this out.
Well, I'm trying to see if I can get on to see what the service is. Maybe I would like to keep the service, but I don't have anything that shows me where.
So you can go ahead and log into the member portal, and that would allow you to see what you've previously pulled report-wise.
Okay,
I can provide you with that information.
Portal.
It's memberreportsonline.com.
Member reports.
Online.
Online.
.com.
Mm-hmm.
You'll use your email address as your username.
Uh-huh.
And then the password which you created, since you don't remember the password, I'll be more than happy to go ahead and resend the current password in the email to you.
Okay, that'll be great.
It'll take about 5 minutes for you to receive the email with the current password, and you'll use that password in the email when logging in with the email address as your username to memberreportsonline.com, and you'll be able to view any previous reports you've pulled, as well as pull any additional reports.
Okay, so all right, let me take a look at it, because it might be something that I am interested in, but let me take a look at it first to see if it's something that I want to continue with, and then if I don't, then I'll just call back and cancel it.
Okay, that sounds okay, ma'am. Is there anything else I can do for you right now?
No, thank you so much.
Okay, well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day and stay safe out there.
You too. I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.